أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلا تخشوهم واخشوني وليتم نعمتي عليكم ولعلكم تهتدون. With regard to the تحوير القبلة, the changing of the قبلة from بيت المقدس to بيت الله شريف to كعبة شريف, various reasons for that have been given. We discussed some of them yesterday, and that was that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam from his inside always desired that the Kaaba must be the Qibla, the direction. Allah Ta'ala fulfilled his desire, and in that Allah gave him great honor that he was that being, that Allah is so great and Allah fulfilled his desire and fulfills his wish. Also from there we learn that a people of righteousness instinctively they go towards the right. And Allah makes it from the inside, even if they don't have the knowledge of deen, but from inside they understand what is right and they go towards the right. The second was that this ummah is a ummah of its own, an independent and separate ummah nation from all others. Therefore, the direction they face in their namaz, in their ibadat, also had to be a special and separate direction. So for that, Allah Ta'ala had given the Kaaba Sharif as their direction. And thirdly, to fulfill the arguments they might have against the Muslims, that in their scriptures was written that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was Nabi Qiblatain, the Nabi of the two Qiblas. So in actual fact, it had to be like that also. So therefore, three ayats and these three conditions were explained in the three ayats. Otherwise, repetition is not a good thing, but the reason, there must be a good reason for repetition. And the Quran is the most superior form of literature in the world of all languages. Therefore, it will be free of any type of blemish or fault as far as even literature is concerned. The other reason the ulama explained, another reason is that this is three commands. One was for the Muslims of the Haramain, that they must face towards the towards Kaaba. The other is that was for Jaziratul Arab, for the whole Arabian Peninsula, this command. And thirdly, for all the people of the world, that all their goodness lies, that in their acts of goodness they face the Kaaba, they face Qibla in all our things. Therefore, at masjids also, when we make wudu and we find taps which are facing the Qibla, we should prefer those taps compared to those which are not facing the Qibla. And then also another reason that is given by the ulama is that according to conditions, Allah Ta'ala gave this command that you must face the Qibla. According to places, Allah Ta'ala, whichever place you are in, you must face the Qibla. And according to time, whichever time, wherever in the, now from the time of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam till Qiyamah, all the time you should face towards the Qibla. Another good reason that is given by the ulama for the three ayats that are repeated, that this is the first command of Allah which is abrogated. That is, one command exchanged for another command. Allah gave a new command, and therefore to stress it, it was repeated three times, because this did not happen before. This is the first time it happened, and this was the first command. So therefore it had to be stressed. Another reason that ulama explained for this is that this abrogation, changing the commands of Allah Ta'ala, if shaitan will play havoc with a person, shaitan and nafs, that what is this in the deen of Allah, that there are changes taking place. So therefore, to stress it, that Allah has the absolute authority and He can change as He wishes. And the foolish and stupid people of this world must have no objection to that. Therefore, it is repeated three times to stress it, that don't you have any objection with your hardly, you got bird brains in your head, you hardly got sawdust. And just accept wholeheartedly what Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has decreed. We should make shukr that almost all our masajid these days, effort is made that the wuzu taps face Qibla. Anyone who will know that before the 60s, generally it was just done what was a practical situation, and no consideration was given that the steps must face towards Qibla. There may be all other reasons, but my little humble observation, when we were studying in Mia's farm, at that time many people came with the plans of their masjids and showed it there to Maulana Ibrahim Mia Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, my Ustad, who drew their attention that have the steps facing Qibla. And from that time, alhamdulillah, generally in the masajid, and subsequently before that, architects were also all non-Muslims. After that there were Muslim architects, and generally now the steps face Qibla. But however, some steps do still face in the other direction to fit in some more places for wudu. But when we find any step facing towards the Qibla, we should try and use that step. And all our nafal ibadat also, dhikr, tilawat, as far as possible. And if we are doing any renovations at home, any changes, try and keep in mind that the step faces towards Qibla, and we are, if possible, have a wuzu place, a sitting place, and make wuzu. It is sunnah to sit and make wuzu. Unfortunately, some cultures and some countries, they stand and make wuzu. But the sunnah way is to sit and make wudu and to face the Qibla. So as far as possible we can have that, and lot of goodness will abound to us in this way. May Allah let us understand the value of the Qibla which Allah has given us, and great goodness which Allah has put in there. May we be the recipients also of all this goodness by simply and merely facing the Qibla in all our good deeds, and at the same time not show any disrespect to the Qibla. That is, don't stretch our legs out towards the Kaaba. When we relieve ourselves in the toilet, let us not be facing the Qibla, let us our backs not be towards the Qibla. May Allah Ta'ala guide us to all righteousness and grant us all the great goodness He has kept for us. Deen is just meant to give us every type of goodness. And if we will follow Deen, that goodness will come to us. We won't have problems of anxiety, depression, problems, whatever type. A Deen is there to save us from all that. And if we find ourselves in any problems, Deen is there to take us out of all those problems. And Deen is to make our life easy and to give us all the barakat and goodness and rahmat, protection and security from Allah Ta'ala. In this world also, and at the time of maut, in the qabr, on the day of qiyamah, and then of course forever in Jannah. May Allah bless us all with all these righteous qualities.